أسئلة؟ طيب أترك المجال الأسئلة. If you have any question
What advice do you have for the Salafi Shabab who basically go around telling everyone they're off the Minhaj and have webcasts that say that everyone's off the Minhaj? What advice would you have for these brothers and Shababs or sisters that look at these websites?
The advice I can give to them is to fear Allah and remember that they are, if they have today some support from some people, right, they need to remember that in the grave they are alone, no support. And on the day of resurrection, there is no support. One is going to run away from his mother. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه. In that day, everyone is going to run from the other. Nafsi, nafsi. Everyone will say, myself, myself. Do not let me involve in your affairs. فأنا أقول لمثل هؤلاء يعني حضر لنفسك ما تريد أن تراه في آخرتك. Prepare for yourself what you want to see in the hereafter. ثم أنا على يقين أن هؤلاء ما طلبوا العلم. And I'm sure, so certain that these people they never studied the علم. حتى لو حضروا حلق العلم أنا أقول لم يدرسوا العلم. Even if they were attending the classes and circles of علم, they did not have the علم. ما هو العلم؟ سيأتي معنا الآن في النقاط التي يذكرها الشيخ. What is the علم? As inshallah it's going to be clarified in the points that the Sheikh bringing. العلم ليس فقط معرفة يا إخوان. العلم ليس فقط معرفة. The علم is not only the awareness or the acknowledgement, the knowledge. لا لا. العلم تقوى. العلم تقوى. قال الله عز وجل واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. علم is تقوى, fearing Allah. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. And Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَةِ. Verily those who fear Allah the most from amongst mankind are the people of knowledge. نعم. فيتق الله الإنسان يطلب العلم ويكف لسانه حتى يكون يوما من الأيام طالب علم أو عالم إذا تكلم يستطيع أن يقول بإذن الله الحق وإذا نظر يستطيع أن يرى الحق. So one day when he seeks the علم for long period and يعني properly as I said earlier, not just go to the circle يعني المدينة, they just take the Bukhari book and go to the circle of Sheikh Abbas, yet they don't know any أصول. Sheikh Abbas is a professor. He's a professor. I don't say that people should leave Sheikh Abbas. No, go, but study the usul first. Learn the usul first. Learn the lugha arabiya perfectly. Not just you come and say, "Ana kuntu kuntu." La la. Learn Arabic well. Learn Arabic well. So you understand, the Sheikh is speaking Arabic. How are you going to understand it? How are you going to understand it? The second, learn the usul of fiqh. So you know from where, and that's why you know from where the mashayikh are taking the understanding from the nusus. And that's why today, some youth, and they consider themselves celibates, and they say, no, it is not permissible to learn madhab. Who said that? Ah, la la, madhab is not, we only follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, correct. Who said that Imam Malik followed other than Rasulullah? Who said that Imam Ahmad followed other than Rasulullah? Who said that Shafi'i or Abu Hanifa followed other than Rasulullah? Who said that? You learn the madhab not to have ta'assub to the madhab. What is not accepted is the ta'assub. You have extremism to the madhab. خلاص, you just stick to it, you don't go. No, that is not accepted. But you learn the madhab. The madhab shows you how these great ulama understand the nusus. How they understand the text of the Quran and the hadith. It shows you, it teaches you gradually how to understand it. Now, and also you learn, yani Sheikh Abbar is teaching Bukhari. You learn the mustalah of hadith. Like that, yani you go through the proper preparation for the class of the life of Sheikh Abbar, for example. Just for example, I don't mean only Abbar, but just for example. Just for example. So, why? Because you may go to the circle of this Sheikh, Sheikh Abbas, Sheikh Rasulullah, Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Ubaid, Sheikh Fawzan, any Sheikh. You may go to the circle of the Sheikh, and you understand a little bit, and you misunderstand most of it, and you miss most of it. You miss. You don't understand nothing. Then you come up with this, yani let's say you understand 5%. And you misunderstand 15%. So this is what you have now from the right and wrong is 20%. 80% you missed because you did not understand what he says. Now, so the 5% you understand it correctly. The 15 you understand it, but wrongly. The 80% you did not understand at all. And later on you come up and say, you are the student of Sheikh so-and-so. This is the problem of today of the youth. I advise every one of you, with the advice of Imam Awza'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, you know Imam Awza'i? Imam al-Awza'i, the Imam of Lebanon at his time, he's from the Salaf, one of the major scholars of the Salaf. And he was in Lebanon, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِالْفَتَى وَالْأَعْجَمِ خَيْرًا خَيَّرَ لَهُمَا صَاحِبَ السُنَّةِ عِنْدَ أَوَّلِ أَمْرِهِمَا. If Allah wants good, young man who start practicing. He's a Muslim, young, from a Muslim family, but he's young. And the youth, you know, way of taking things. They just want to jump on the chair of Abbad, or you know, next day they will be there. And A'jami. A'jami is the non-Arab. And it means that the either the non-Arab who want to start practicing or a kafir who came to Islam. They call him A'jami as well. A kafir who just came to Islam. If Allah wills them good, He will guide them to a person of a sunnah. Alim of al-sunnah. He teaches them the ilm, as Ibn Abbas says, يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسِ صِغَارَ الْعِلْمِ يُرَبُّونَ النَّاسِ عَلَى صِغَارَ الْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ كِبَارِهِ. This type of ulama, they teach the people the ilm, yani they raise the people in ilm with the minor issues of it gradually till they reach the major issues of it. But the other ulama, they take it, jump you from this level to the other level. You are in the alphabet, in the class of alphabet, yet you only know how to recognize and pronounce 14 alphabet out of the 28 or 26 in English. Now, and then they jump you to the I'rab. That's why I always advise the brothers. They come always say, I want to learn Arabic from the book of Jama'a Islami. I say, why, akhi? You're not in the Jama'a Islami. You're studying with me. I'm your teacher. I choose the book that fits you. Just, I studied the book one and book two of Jama'a Islami. Then what? You know? That's the problem. Na'am, Allahu A'lam. Any other question?
mentioned about that. Taking people money before they come to you and says, I don't want to get money from the person. One of the things that disrupted my myth today is the person who might have studied in the room of directly for 4 or 3 years. He's a very prominent guy in London.
Why in London?
I wasn't there by the number, I didn't know about it.
Not in the rest.
Yeah,
the rest of it.
So, you need some sort of clarity in terms of what would be the person that you would take money from. Should you have a particular care from the ship, or do you think another girl have some level of studying the field we consider him, the person that you can take money from, or do you take money from?
Jazakallah khair. Taking an from anybody is like taking a medicine from anybody. Taking an from anybody is like taking a medicine from anybody. If you have an illness, do you just go to the street and take from anybody? You don't. You check who is the one and you ask him from which college he graduated. If he says, I graduated from, and he pardon me for this example, I mean, just example, huh? He named a poor university. I don't want to mention any country, then they become. And when he says, I graduated from, let's for example, British College or American College or Canadian College, you take it from him because you know that he must be a good student, a good friendship. Now, and when he says that he mentioned some of the poor countries of knowledge, you know, countries who are very poor in knowledge, and they say, oh no, let me just check that prescription with other pharmacist. Now, same thing with him. Somebody went to the Medina, and I always said that, and many times I said that. Somebody went to Medina, he got a scholarship, and he went to Medina. What first thing he will do there, Yechon? Huh? The language. Can he go to the jama and he say, no, I want to come to the college? What would they say? No, it's not up to you. But this does not happen in the circles of the scholars today. It used to happen in the time of the Salaf. The last who used to do this was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ibrahim. I was told that he used to ask anybody new in the circle, he asked him. And just a few days ago, the mudir of the Ma'ad al-Ilmi in Medina, the Ma'ad al-Ilmi is the Islamic Institute in Medina, belongs to Jamaat al-Imam, he was telling me this. He said that it is taught to him by some scholars in Riyadh. He said that a man, came to Sheikh Ibrahim. This is an incident, it's not an example, just he may say, no, this is fine. Incident took place in existence. A man came to Sheikh Muhammad Ibrahim to the circle. The Sheikh said to him, go back, go to so and so of his major students and read Quran with him. He said, I already read the Quran. He said, okay, go and memorize it. He said, I memorized it all. The Sheikh said to him, okay, go and learn with so-and-so, Usulul Thalatha. Memorize it to them. He said, I memorize Usulul Thalatha, Kitab al-Tawheed. What I memorize? The Sheikh said, still you need to go and sit to those before you come to me. Why? Because it's not necessarily that you memorize it or you know it, no, but because you need to go gradually because the Sheikh will not be he's not going to have conviction of what he says, oh, this might fit this level of this. No, he will speak freely. So when he speaks freely, most of his students or all of his students are ready for that to accept and understand. When you come and join them, you might not understand, then you make a corruption. Now, and that's why you see amongst the tulab of Sheikh Ibrahim, you don't see this kind of cancer and problems because they were treated correctly. So today, before you go to the circle of knowledge, you need to know this person is qualified or not. Qualified to teach the knowledge or not. How do I know if he is qualified or not? If he is graduated from a jami'ah, a university like Islamic University in Medina, yani not all, but I say yani most of them are inshallah qualified to give the knowledge of what? Of first grade. Now this is another problem. This is another problem. A brother who converted to Islam 10 years back and immediately joined Jamia Islamia and he studied Arabic for 3-4 years and then another 4 years in the college. He comes to the West to teach very advanced book. Book that the people, yet they are not in the level of understanding it. He himself is not in the level of yani, having the capability to teach it. Sunnah for Barbahari. Okay. People do not know Usul Thalatha. Teach them Usul Thalatha first. They have a problem in their sincerity. They have a problem in their ibadah to establish it on Sunnah. And teach them what they need first. Now, and the other thing, as Brother Ibrahim mentioned now, that they might not even finish the jama'ah. And maybe they are terminated. Because they don't yani, come to the classes, they sleep, because... And some of them say, Allah alam, they say they have some yani, circumstances in their back home, so they need to go back home. Alright, no problem. Jazakallah khair for the time you spent in Medina. But this does not mean that you come back home and start giving classes. This is not correct. Even if Sheikh says so, give me tazkiyah. I myself do not accept it. I do not accept it. Until the Sheikh says that, he gives me tazkiyah in usul, in lugha arabiya, and this, and he carries the responsibility before Allah, then okay. But general tazkiyah, he is one of our brothers, he is Tulab al-Ilm, who used to sit to me. So what? He stick to you, but you did not test him, Sheikh. You did not examine him if he is qualified or not. This is wrong, ya ikhwan. This is a big corruption. This is a big corruption. So, if this person has the qualifications, no problem. Some of them go to Yemen. They went to Yemen during the time of Sheikh Muqbil. And they come back. We said to Sheikh Muqbil, hey, so what? We said to Sheikh Muqbil, Sheikh Muqbil is a simple person, it's for everyone. Now, but are you yani, somebody who studied the usul? That's a problem. You see them today, they do not even, they cannot even recite the Quran well. But they consider themselves people who teach big books and speaks about honors of people and yani, subhanAllah. Big corruption. And that's why you see the corruption happen here. You don't see it in the East. Although we have some qualities, but because the ulama there strike them. Here it's open. Here it's open. Anybody can say anything, anybody can do anything. No? That's a problem. Allah Musta'an.